Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 211,638 views on Sunday, the 26th of June 2022, our article of the day is Elvis Presley. Elvis Aaron Presley, January 8, 1935, August 16, 1977, was an American singer and actor. Dubbed the King of Rock and Roll, he is regarded as one of the most significant cultural icons of the 20th century. His energized interpretations of songs and sexually provocative performance style, combined with a singularly potent mix of influences across color lines during a transformative era in race relations, led him to both great success and initial controversy. Presley was born in Tupelo, Mississippi, and relocated to Memphis, Tennessee, with his family when he was 13 years old. His music career began there in 1954, recording at Sun Records with producer Sam Phillips, who wanted to bring the sound of African-American music to a wider audience. Presley, on rhythm acoustic guitar, and accompanied by lead guitarist Scotty Moore and bassist Bill Black, was a pioneer of rockabilly, an uptempo, backbeat-driven fusion of country music and rhythm and blues. In 1955, drummer DJ Fontana joined to complete the lineup of Presley's classic quartet, and RCA Victor acquired his contract in a deal arranged by Colonel Tom Parker, who would manage him for more than two decades. Presley's first RCA Victor single, Heartbreak Hotel, was released in January 1956 and became a number one hit in the United States. Within a year, RCA would sell 10 million Presley singles. With a series of successful network television appearances and chart-topping records, Presley became the leading figure of the newly popular sound of rock and roll, though his performative style and promotion of the then-marginalized sound of African Americans led to him being widely considered a threat to the moral well-being of the white American youth. In November 1956, Presley made his film debut in Love Me Tender. Drafted into military service in 1958, Presley relaunched his recording career 2 years later with some of his most commercially successful work. He held few concerts, however, and guided by Parker, proceeded to devote much of the 1960s to making Hollywood films and soundtrack albums, most of them critically derided. Some of his most famous films included Jailhouse Rock, 1957, Blue Hawaii, 1961, and Viva Las Vegas, 1964. In 1968, following a seven-year break from live performances, he returned to the stage in the acclaimed television comeback special Elvis, which led to an extended Las Vegas concert residency and a string of highly profitable tours. In 1973, Presley gave the first concert by a solo artist to be broadcast around the world, Aloha from Hawaii. Years of prescription drug abuse and unhealthy eating habits severely compromised his health, and he died suddenly in 1977 at his Graceland estate at the age of 42. Having sold over 500 million records worldwide, Presley is recognized as the best-selling solo music artist of all time by Guinness World Records. He was commercially successful in many genres, including pop, country, rhythm and blues, adult contemporary, and gospel. Presley won 3 Grammy Awards, received the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award at age 36, and has been inducted into multiple music halls of fame. He holds several records, including the most RIAA-certified gold and platinum albums, the most albums charted on the Billboard 200, the most number one albums by a solo artist on the UK Albums Chart, and the most number one singles by any act on the UK Singles Chart. In 2018, Presley was posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by Donald Trump. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:31 UTC on Monday, the 27th of June 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Elvis Presley. This podcast is produced by Abulsmay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abulsmay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Olivia Newell. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.